You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
Make yourself at home. We got dudes lost some of that homegrown. Sit back in your throne. Turn off your phone, cause this is our zone. Videos, televisions, 64s, PlayStations, Web Henry with precision, a few herbs and a bit of Benson. But don't forget the Rizzler. Lean like the Tower of Pisa. These are Oasia, and this is a day in the life of a geezer. For this ain't a club track. Pull out your sack and sit back. Whether you white or black, smoke weed, chase brown or toot rock, we're on a mission, support the cause, sign a petition, summon all your wisdom, the music's a gift from the man on high, the Lord and his children, triple team here, root boys, come rain or snow, the Buddha flows, if you don't know, stand on the corner, watch the show, cause life moves slow, sort your shit out then roll, sex, drugs and on the dole, some men rise, some men fall, I hear your call, stand tall now,
how's it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
I'm just spitting. Think I'm ghetto. Stop dreaming. My data's streaming. I'm giving your bird them feelings. Touch your toes and touch the ceiling. We walk the tightrope of street cred. Keep my dogs fed. All jungle or garage heads. Gold teeth, Valentinos and dreads now. You were verbally slapped up. Physically tip-top, spinally ripped up. I do the science on my laptop, and I get my boys mashed up. You're listening to the streets. You'll bear witness to some amazing feats. Bravery in the face of defeat. All line up and grab your seat. Cause Tony's got a new motor. SR Nova, driving like a joyrider. Speed into the corner. Your mother warns you it's a sound system banger.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
My underground train runs from Mile End to Ealing, from Brixton to Bounds Green. My spitting's dirty, my beats are clean. So smoke weed and be lean. I step out my yard through the streets. In the dead heat, all I got's my spirit and my beats. I play fair, don't cheat, and keep the gangsters sweet. Turn the page, don't rip it out at your age. Move to the next stage. Lock the rage inside the cage. Like SK, it's a new day. But don't take the shortcut through the subway. It's pay or play, these geezers walk the gangway. Deep-seated urban decay. Deep-seated urban decay. Rip down posters alike from last week's big garage night and the next Tyson fight. I cook them at 90 degrees Fahrenheit and don't copy the copyright. I got them in my sights. Blinded with the lights, take them to dizzy new heights. Blinded with the lights, blinded with the lights, dizzy new heights.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
How's it come to this?
Original pirate material, indeed. That is the streets. Has it come to this? Such a classic track there. And we're going to listen to Liv's interview with Mike Skinner, who is the wordsmith behind the streets. Liv came in the deep of the night, about 9:30, 10 p.m. to chat to him on the phone all the way from the UK. He's been zooming around Europe doing all sorts of tours. We were just watching a very cute video of him at Glastonbury. He dislocated his shoulder doing a crowd surf, and he got like fixed by a doctor, and then he saw the doctor that fixed him in the crowd, and so he like took a beer across
he crowd surfed again. Did he dislocate his shoulder originally crowd surfing. God, his doctor was probably like, what are you doing mate.
But very cute. So that's on his Instagram if you wanted to watch that later. But yes, Liv came in the night and did this interview with him. It's a really good one, so stay tuned for that. Now, she started off by asking him how he was and what he was doing right now.
I'm just back from the weekend, so I'm sort of picking up my life and living it for a few days before I go off and, you know, sit in a tour bus.
And you're back with the streets. How is it touring again?
Well, I mean, I've been DJing every weekend since I stopped doing the street, and obviously during the festivals, it's a pretty similar lifestyle because you're just getting to the festival and getting onto the stage. But the thing that makes a big difference is having a tour bus, which you don't have when you DJ, and that just makes it a lot easier, really. It's that simple.
So what else have you been up to since releasing your last album back in 2011?
Well, the main thing that I was trying to do was to make a film. So, I mean, I've been directing a lot. I was doing sort of short films and bits of, like, branded content and a hell of a lot of music videos as well for other people and for things that, you know, I've been working on. But, yeah, all the time I was trying to work out what the film... I mean, not just what film I wanted to make, but what film I could get made, because you have to get someone to give you the money for it.
Did you know directing was always something you really wanted to do when you finished music, or...?
When I finished The Streets, I knew that, you know, that was what I wanted to do. But for some reason, it just didn't really come together, really. And then all of a sudden... I mean, two things happened at the same time, really. I sort of started to sort of like... Because I was making songs and I was playing them when I DJed, and it just didn't really work for me. So yeah, I made a few things that were musically, and also I sort of wrote this script about a DJ, which is something I've learned a lot about, and so it's become a musical, and it's the next Streets album. I've written the album. So yeah, I mean, really, I think the beginning of The Streets coming back was like a tour, but actually for us, it was the film and the album, because I had the album now for over a year, but we're just working the film out.
So is the album complementing the film, or has that always been the idea?
Yeah, I mean, it is the film, yeah. It's kind of a musical, so the songs are the voiceover, the narration. That's kind of what it is to us, but yeah, it obviously doesn't seem like that at the moment to everyone else.
So you brought The Streets back together for this new musical project, the film and the new album. But how is it performing again together? Is it natural?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the shows have been kind of quite easy, really. I knew that, we had to do it because we had such a good reason to do it, i.e. the music and the film, but it was still quite daunting, you know. But luckily, it is like riding a bike, but you don't always know that until you do it.
Mm. Well, it's good to hear that the performance dynamic hasn't changed too much then over the past decade or so. But what do you think of the UK music scene at the moment? Is there anything in particular you like or you've seen change significantly?
Oh, I mean, it's amazing. Rappers now, they really, really don't second guess anything. It's totally kind of natural, really. I mean, as natural as rap music can be. But I think that, you know, when I was young, there was this terrible sort of identity issue that we had. I think you could just sense that people were sort of, had to sort of ask themselves who they were. And also with what I did, it was quite a sort of conscious thing that I had to do. It was like, right, you know, I'm going to do this, but it's going to be like this. And for that reason, whereas now, you know, even if you're from Birmingham, you know, there's Miss, there's JK, there's Remtrex, there's all these great rappers from a lot of the big cities. You know, Manchester, you've got H now and Bugsy. And so you just sort of get on with it, you know, and it's about who's sort of better at it rather than this sort of identity problem, I think, that we had before.
Do you think streaming services like YouTube and Spotify have helped influence this solidification of identity in the music scene?
Yeah, I mean, YouTube and the internet really did affect it in the way that people expected it to, which was, like, weirdly now, I think, if you're from the regions, you're actually almost in a better situation, because in London, there's so many other sort of rappers, and obviously there's a big audience in London. But, I mean, there's a new guy now called J1, and he's from Leicester, and it's like, everything he does is huge, because everyone from Leicester and all around there, you know, that's their guy. But you could never have done that before, when everything had to go through London. It was that simple. Everything had to go through London. and actually nothing goes through London now, really, particularly with rap, because it's pretty much from the source to the table.
Yeah, do you wish these streaming services had been around when you started your career?
Probably I wouldn't have been able to do it as well, because I think you can't really hide these days because your audience is right there in front of you. Whereas a lot of what I did was to sort of tell these stories, but it was all kind of done via London, and there was a lot of things that we had to do. You know, like we would be presented with a stylist on a photo shoot, and you had to be really clear with people that no, I'm gonna pretty much style myself. You had to be really forceful with people to get away with that.
You've previously mentioned that interplay between class and rap really fascinates you. Do you think that any change in class demographic has had influence on rap or the acceptance of rap in this day and age?
I think the problem is that the size of the working class now is so small. I think it's like 13% of the population or something, whereas it used to be 70%. So, you know, everyone is aspirational in some way. And I think people that they don't think of as having any class make them feel uncomfortable. But, I mean, you know, rap in general is kind of that, but you learn, you know, I've learned to sort of move around, and it's become a great joy. I struggled with it for a while. I mean, when I had kids, we were sort of living in London, and I would sort of, I'd have these like two different lives. You know, I'd have my work life, which was really rap.
How have you found balancing work and family life?
Well, someone at some point told me that actually, you know, you shouldn't feel bad about moving between different types of people. You should actually see it as a joy and to feel lucky. And actually, I am lucky because I am around a lot of different people. And I can try to explain what it is, because I think people see things in a different way. You know, the way that they see, even just like rappers, you know, like drill rappers or whatever. Rappers sort of have a different function in different areas of society. You know, rappers are kind of the bad guys in a lot of places. But actually, in other places, they're the good guys. It's that simple.
Drill music has recently come under a lot of fire from the media and politicians alike for its explicit lyrics. What are your thoughts around this desire for censorship?
Well, in one way, it's no different from any, you know, all music. I mean, the bottom line is that kids from the suburbs, they get drawn to music. You know, music is a way of sort of saying fuck you to your parents, and that never changes. And so, understandably, the parents are like, well, what's going on here then? What's my kid involved in? And more likely, the kid will get a bit older and go off and get a nice safe job, as they were always intended to do. But that's with the rapper, who doesn't really have a lot of options. And the good guys and the bad guys really get wheedled out by the culture anyway. So what you get left with are role models for people that don't have a lot of options. And that's a completely different conversation. So it's just a misunderstanding, really. But I also don't think it's a problem. I think it's, you know, no one's going to ban drill. It's like, well, you know, and actually the more you try and get people to ban it, the more popular that you make it. So there isn't a problem.
And you're coming to New Zealand in July, which is very soon.
Yeah.
When's the last time you're here, and are you excited to be here?
Yeah, I mean, I nearly came a few years ago to DJ, but it never really happened. But yeah, I can't wait. I mean, we did a streets tour probably about 10 years ago, maybe 9 years ago.
Mm.
So, to be honest, I'm just looking forward to just being there. Thankfully, I've got something to do while I'm out there. But I'm just going to be probably just trying not to be in a hotel room, actually just get out.
Mike Skinner, of the streets there. Fantastic interview by Liv, News Team's very own. That was brilliant. Quite inspiring, actually.
Yeah,
it sounds like a lovely guy. Yeah, really lovely guy.
Really and excited for that gig coming up.
It's going to be such awesome. A good one. Original pirate, of course, that he is. The Streets will be playing in Tamaki Makaurau in literally a week and a half, basically, on Monday the 22nd of July and Tuesday the 23rd of July if you're down in Wellington. They'll be playing the Auckland Town Hall on the Monday and the Michael Fowler Centre if you're in Wellington on the Tuesday. That was I really enjoyed that.
Get tickets from AucklandLive.co.nz or check out Under the Radar.
You totally can.
It's going to be a great gig. I feel like it's going to be one of those gigs that you know so many of the songs of.
Yeah, totally. And I think it'll be kind of a lovely sort of homecoming as well, because as he was saying there, it's been a while since they've actually done like a big sort of streets tour. So it's going to be a nice, I think, sort of, you know, trip around the block of old streets classics there. We're going to podcast all this as well, so if you missed any of that interview and you want to listen back to it, it will be all up on the B-casts later in the day as well. Thanks again to Liv. That was a brilliant interview.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.